This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Major stock indices lost more than 2% last week, the worst weekly losses since June. Then on Friday, a little bit of calm, and this morning markets seem to be heading up. Julia Coronado is chief economist with BNP Paribas. She's with me live, as she is most Mondays. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So maybe we're looking at a little bit of a turnaround on Wall Street. It's not clear to me what has actually changed. What's changed?
Well, not much has changed. I think when we look at last week, I see it as somewhat of a knee-jerk reaction to the election. There was some fears in particular that financial companies, banks and such would get hit by much tougher regulation under an Obama administration. But as investors step back and reassess, they realize that the landscape really hasn't changed all that much. And I think that will be more true the more we get the fiscal cliff dealt with.
There's been a lot of talk about businesses battening down the hatches in case of the fiscal cliff. Are you actually seeing that?
Well, I came from a conference with corporate treasurers last week, and we asked them that very question. And the answer we got was that, yes, companies are making sure they have plenty of cash on hand in case there's any market disruptions or disaster in the wake of going over the fiscal cliff. And at the margin, perhaps postponing a few projects. But they're not really planning for a full-blown disaster because they ultimately expect these guys that we've sent to Washington to do their job and avoid the fiscal cliff.
Julia Coronado is chief economist with BNP Paribas. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.